Doing good.
Can you talk a little bit about yourself, what you expect, what you expect to do?
You know, I expect to just do myself, to be honest. You know, I just want to, you know, prove myself that I can play in this league. You know, my goals are, you know, to be a pro bowler and just earn a starting spot on the team. You know, if I can take care of the off-field issues, you know, because I grew up in a, you know, rough childhood and things like that. Many of you guys know my story. And so, you know, I've changed, man, and I know exactly what I want and where I'm going. I just got married a year ago. I have a son, so I got to take care of them and show them what I'm going to do.
Was there a defining moment for you when you look back at this and where you turned?
Absolutely. You know, when the Freeman family came and picked me off the street, and, you know, that became my family. I love them dearly. They changed my life forever. And, you know, I'm a man because... I'm the man I am today because of them. I'm definitely surprised because, you know, this is a dream come true. I remember as a kid watching, you know, these things like this on TV, you know, watching the guys play on Sundays, and now I'm here. I'm about to live my dream, and, you know, it's an honor, and I'm blessed to be here. Oh, you know, my mission was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. I became the man I am today. Because I've learned, you know, I grew up, I came more matured, I, you know, became the man I am. I know what it takes to hard work and wake up and follow a schedule, and that's exactly what we got to do in this business. It's a business, and you got to follow the schedule to be successful, and that's what I plan on doing. You know, the wake-up call was for my mission. Is that what you're talking about? Like when I went on my mission? Wake-up call was, you know, waking up at 6:30 and going to bed at 10 o'clock, you know, and just following a strict routine, you know, going out there and finding people to believe closer to Christ, and, you know, it was the best thing that I ever done.
Garrett, what would you think about coming to Texas?
You know, if the Texans pick me up, great. And I'll be more than happy to go down there in Texas, and I'd be honored to play for that organization. But, you know, it's up to this 32 teams on draft day that are willing, you know, and hopefully one of them just falls in love with me, and I'm excited to end up wherever I go. I meet with them coming up tonight. Say that again. I mean, I love Colorado. You know, I have a heart there because those are the people that I taught on my mission. So if I end up going there, I'd do just fine. But, you know, I don't care where I go, wherever I end up, I'll be happy. I have met with them. You know, that's a great organization, too. You know, all 32 teams, they all have great organizations. They all bring different things to the table, and I'm just really looking forward to playing for one of the 32 teams.
Have you met with the Texans?
I have. They're great people. You know, they're a great coaching staff, a great organization, and, you know, I'm just looking forward to seeing what happens in the future. You know, they just really want to see what type of man I am and if I will fall back to my old self. But you know what? I know where I'm going. And, you know, I have a plan and I have a mission. You know, when you become a husband and you become a father, you sort of have to grow up and you have to become the person you want to be. And so I plan on just doing whatever it takes. And, you know, I don't even know the old Garrett. If you guys are wondering, I don't even know who that old Garrett is. I know the new Garrett. I know exactly what I want to do. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be here. It's a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to living my dream someday playing in the National Football League. You know, I'm just here to compete. I'm not here to, you know, do anything. I'm just here to compete and show people that I can play. I just want to show my athletic ability and know how fast I am and do the things and just time very well. You know, a mission is, you know, you get called. You know, we have lots of people that go all over the country, you know, in the States or in other, you know, countries like Africa or, you know, over there in England and all those places like that. And so we're just over there, you know, teaching people about Christ. You know, we wake up at 6:30, you say a prayer, you know, you go and you have a companion. So you do your personal study, you know, read the Bible and, you know, go over the missionary lessons. And then when we get together as a companionship and we go over things like that. And then you go out and teach, you knock doors, and you just do whatever it takes to find those people that are in need. You know, that's something I need to work on, and I'm willing to work on that. I know, you know, the teams that work with me, they know that's something I need to work on, you know, going from college to this level you got to pick a stance and you got to keep your shoulders square because you're going against the best pass rushers in the country. And so I plan on just doing whatever it takes, getting with the vets early when I get to my organization, and just, you know, increase watching film and learning from my mistakes and just trying to be the best player that I can be. You know what? When I'm on the field, I want to put people in the dirt, and that's what I'm here for. You know, as an offensive lineman, you want to be the nasty prick that you can be. And I want, you know, whoever's in front of me, I'm going to drive them and put them in the dirt. And so, you know, that's, I'm just going to try to be that every single day. And, you know, when I come off the field, I love my family, and I just learn how to turn the switch and just go back to the new Garrett.
How is your wife? What role has she played? How does she harness the nasty prick part of you, I guess?
My wife understands when I'm on the football field. She gets all nervous in the fans and in the stands. But, you know, when I come home, I have the best sweetheart in the whole world. My wife is the most wonderful person. I love her dearly. She gave birth to my child, so she receives everything in the world. I'm just grateful I'll be able to support her and take care of her by playing the game I love. I learned a lot of things. I learned to, you know, to stay calm in situations. I've learned to, you know, to keep my poise and to, you know, be a father, you know, and not go back to what I've seen as a childhood and just be that loving person that my son can look up to. And just be there to take care of her. You know, being married is a wonderful thing. You get to work together as a companionship, and you get to conquer this world together. And that's exactly what we do. Every time I come home, I give my wife a beautiful kiss, and I hold my son. We just sit there together as a family, and I'm just beyond blessed that I'll be able to, you know, live these experiences with them. Yes, I do. You know, I'm a competitor. And, you know, I plan on competing in everything. And this was a thing that really bothered me that I couldn't. You know, I have a slight strain in my pec that I, you know, going in on Sunday was my last lift coming here. And so I'm very, very disappointed because I'm very competitive. But at the same time, I'm going to lift up my pro day on March 23rd and get the numbers that I need. I just don't want to strain anything worse and, you know, miss out on an opportunity. You know what? I know I can fit in anywhere. There's no typical, you know, offense that I feel like I can best fit in there. I believe I can do whatever it takes. If it's power schemes, if it's, you know, outside zone, inside zone, it doesn't really matter to me. I just know that I'm capable of doing whatever it takes. And they're just really here just to get to know me, you know, and later down the road when I go out and I visit, you know, the teams like that, they'll probably teach my offense. But I just want them to know that I'm a loving person and I love football. It brings the passion out of me and I'm ready to work. My age is a positive. I do not hold my age at all. You know, I'm 24 years old, and I've only played football for 3 years, and that's what I want people to know. I have so much upside, and I have so much, you know, things to improve on and to get better. And, you know, my better days are ahead of me. And so I know I can just continue to learn football in general and just continue to work hard. My lowest point was just, you know, I had to learn, you know, when you're young and dumb and you're trying to figure out your life, you go through things. But, you know, I take those mistakes that I learned and it created the person I am today. Without those mistakes, I wouldn't be standing here in front of you because sometimes, you know, you have to go through things to realize, you know, where you're going to go. And so I had to go through some of those low points in life. But, you know, I'm grateful that I went through those because it turned me into the man I am today. Just trying to figure out my life, you know, as you go through, you know, childhood, you know, everyone has rough trials, everyone struggles a little bit, but, you know, you just got to learn from those, you just got to grow, and you just find the people that love you and care for you, and you surround yourself by those people, and that's exactly what I did, and they gave me, a light and a new life, and I'm here today. Tack McKinley from UCLA, I give all the credit to him. You know, he's a great competitor. He's a great person. He's a great, you know, he does everything right, is what a coach wants. I believe he's a top 10 pick in this year's draft, or, you know, one of the best defensive linemen in this draft. And, you know, we text each other. We have a great communication. And, you know, I love that guy dearly, and I hope nothing but the best for him. You know, I don't pay attention to those things. You know, I know he's healthy, and I know he's going to compete out here. And so I just give him credit. You know, like I said, when you know a man and you go up against like that, you know, you're a great competitor, and he's just a great finisher, and he does everything right. So, you know, like I said, I wish nothing but the best for him, and I know he's going to do very good in the NFL.
Like your athleticism maybe sets you apart from other guys in your
you know, I don't worry about other people. I worry about myself and where I'm going. And so I know that I have what it takes to be a franchise tackle in this league. I believe that I know where I'm going and what I need to do and to work on to get there. I worked with some great people like Joe Staley, left tackle for the 49ers, Pat Morris, which was the coach, you know, Joe Toledo and Pat Harlow. I worked with all those. Jackie Slater, he's another vet that's played in the league for a long time. I worked with those people that have just crafted my game. As I continue to look to those people that have played it and have been there and listen to what they have to do, I'm going to be very successful. That's what I plan on doing. You know, they're not drafting me to sit on the bench. They're drafting me to come in and make a big impact. And that's exactly what I did at University of Utah, and that's what I plan on doing at my next organization. You know, I think that's a positive thing for me because that's just less wear and tear on my body. You know, I've never been cut open. I've never had a surgery. I've never had a major injury. You know, you got to knock on wood because there's, you know, football is a rough game. But I'm here to compete. I'm here to do whatever it takes to win. And, you know, I'm just, you know, 1 year or 3 years, it makes no difference. You know, I have so much upside, like I said, and I'm just trying to be the best tackle that I can be. You know, football is the greatest game that as anyone's created on this earth. You know, it's a game where you can come out and literally beat somebody up and get away from it. And so I'm just, you just got to focus and, you know, being disciplined, working with teammates, and just being very competitive, you know, and it just teaches you so much about life. You're working together. You know, the offensive line is a very close group of dudes, and, you know, one of the most closest groups that I know of. And so it's just a great game, and I'm grateful I get to play it for a very long time. Say that one more time. You know, I just have a quick urge to get off the ball because I just want to, you know, punch the guy in the mouth and just do whatever I can to be successful. You know, that's what I bring to an organization is just a very person that just loves football, and I have the dog inside of me. And, you know, that's what I believe I have going for me is I have the dog. And I know exactly what I want to do. You know, working with Joe Staley and watching when I was down at Snow College, my junior college, 2 years ago, and just watching him over and over and over again. He's one of my, you know, really good friends. We text each other all the time, and, you know, I just learn from him, and hopefully one day I can be as successful like him. Thank you.